Everything is going. my round, is it? Ah, good, get to stretch me wings.
My word, Hector, the tightest vulture in town, actually getting a round in?
Usually when it's his turn, he comes over all lively from your wallet and your other feathers.
And he has plenty of money.
Here we are.
Good Lord, Hector, what is this?
It's your tonic, Clive.
Tonic it may be. Schweppes it most certainly is not. There is a dramatic difference, you know.
All right, keep your sports on.
See what I mean? No class.
What can you expect from such a dirty bastard?
Master the urban jungle. Make sure it's a Schweppes.
Can I go in and see him now, nurse?
Yes, but just for a minute. The cast has only just been put on his leg.
Hiya, Brian.
Hiya, Jerry.
You're looking well. I brought you in a few galty rashers.
What?
But I can see that you don't have your own bedside cooker, so I'll hang on to them.
You'll feel better with a packet of galty rashers.
Well, I have to fry. Fly!
It's galty.
Twelve hours of 12 inches. More six than a girl can take.
Six to six. 12 hours of dance. Saturday from 6 on 2FM.
3, 2, 1, fire.
And as we reach for a microphone that might actually work. It's the Firing Squad Portable Edition, currently coming to you from Witness in the Mud, and I can see lots of hands in the air right now, and quite a bit of messing, actually, as far as the eye can see, I believe. We've got straight underway, introduce the squad and tool them up shortly for this, I think we'll call it a special Mud Edition. Oh, I can see a giant Guinness out the window. It is actually a giant Guinness, and I haven't been drinking it at all. First tune up against the wall comes from The Socialites versus Michael Jackson, and they call it MJ. It's a little bit of a bootleggy white thing, and it's untitled. Have a listen, please, Scott, introducing and tooling coming up. That is a very big pint of Guinness.
It's getting better all the time.
We'll be right back.
getting better all the time. Getting better all the time. It's getting better all the time.
The Socialites versus MJ, obviously quite bleeding. Obviously, Michael Jackson on a bootleg currently going around. It doesn't have a title. Maybe we can have a guessing game as to what Michael Jackson track was ripped off in that. And award prizes of mud scoops. It gives me great pleasure to welcome a complete mess of people: Hugh Scully, Shay Hannon.
Hey, how you doing?
So Shay, you're going to do the mic because I'm
Will
sort
I
of tied
the
to the. You can hold the mic and point
Thanks
it to people.
Very much. I always like wanted to be a mic stand.
You look like a reporter type dude holding the mic there.
Hi, reporting live from fitness.
Just got to get the tools bag out here. Ready? Scrape some mud off it.
Okay. I brought ammunition.
Shay, give it. The big huge. Do you want to grab that there? That is the Dirty
Harry
gun. Are
you trying to make up for my lacking in everything?
No, I don't. I'm not implying anything about the way you're packed. It's just that is big and long and messy. And
I think
just
the Disconauts should get that because they've never had anything really big.
No, no, we'll have something nice for the Disconauts in a minute. Will you just relax? That's your gun. There you are. Right. Okay. You're going to have to grab that one there now. Okay, we get on to the Disconauts now. Members of Disconauts, you want to poke them in the face with that mic and get the sound off and we'll just hand them the...
This is Mike.
This is Mike.
Go
Give
on.
The mic to Mike.
Kay Walter.
The whole world. Kay Walter.
There's a Laura Croft-O-Matic going in that direction.
Thanks very much.
This is Mike, the brass man.
And Mr. Des O'Leary, of course.
The blue boy. We've got Keith Disconaut over here.
Uh-huh.
And Porrick. The boy.
Make a noise for the mic.
Carbon records.
Do you feel this rapidly going out of control?
I think it's already long lost the plot, particularly with the traffic and the mud. Did I mention the mud? We've still got one gun. Who wants a gun? You were given the Laura Croft-O-Matic and you will hold with it. Anyway, look, the first tune... it was a bit of Michael Jackson there being ripped.
Shay, would you
just get some sort of order here? Would you give us a comment on that? Are you on Michael Jackson now? Are there any thoughts on the?
Have we comments on that? Did we think about it? Deeply and hardy. It's supposed to be a Michael Jackson bootleg.
It's him.
It's a bit Jamiroquai, isn't it?
You think it sounds like J.K. singing?
J.K., isn't it?
Hmm.
So
does that mean Michael Jackson drives a Ferrari? And wraps around lampposts.
Oh, I reckon they swap noses.
You what?
You know, and who's who? Like, who knows?
It's all right, Tim. I'm pulling the mic from him very shortly.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen Michael Jackson and J.K. in the one room? I bet they swap noses.
I think it would help if you held the mic up to his mouth instead of pointing it at his tits, because then we'd be able to hear him.
Yeah, I reckon like they're the same person, J.K.
Right.
And. What you call your man? Oh yeah, Michael Jackson.
MJ.
They swap noses, you know? They're the same person.
So JK's trying to make these noises. This is Michael doing it for real, but he's been ripped by somebody. I mean, would you play this? Would you give it any time?
It's not the worst record I've ever heard. Yeah, I would play it. Yeah, I think I would.
Sort of nice pleasant bit. So would you give us a disc... On behalf of the Noughts, would you give us a percentage chance of this Michael Jackson thing?
For the baseline, we'd give it a good 50, yeah.
Go for the 50. Hugh, do you want to actually give us a comment this time?
I'd say it's... I'm going to give it like 80% because we're coming in here and I don't know what's going to come next.
Yes.
Right? And I'm slightly worried because, you know, there's like lots of like trance and hard house
floating around these days.
There's a lot ahead of us. So I'm going to give this 80%.
80, right?
I think it's nice and funky and it's summer, you know, and we're at a festival and we've got our wellies on, you know, we're going to make the most of this. So, I'm picking up this one. Yeah, 80%.
Yeah. In a happy mood there for the summer, lad.
Very happy mood. Okay.
Tim, we actually don't know that chap. Sissy's over there.
Look, we need one more mark to fill my three bits.
Okay,
who wants to donate a mark here? Dez, would you do a bit of there?
No, I don't like this at all, actually.
Are you a Michael Jackson fan in the past, though?
I really don't like this at all.
Are you a Jackson fan? Is anyone here a Jackson fan?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you recognize the tune that's been used here at all, do you? No?
Any familiar bits?
No? It could really be any Michael Jackson tune. Look, we have a percentage chance if you don't like it. What do you hope?
10%, but 10%. I think you should get a bit of a bullet there.
Would you be giving it the lad? Well, I don't think I loaded up the sound effects.
He's back in the mode. Or did I?
Hold on a minute. We might be able to conjure up a bit of this now. Hold on, anyways, let me just really try that now. Oh, it's not really happening, is it? Try that. Apologise for the delay and noises. Here we go. Enough. 10% with that, and I think we'll attempt to do a move on here, if that's at all possible, in this wonderful caravan-y covered in mud situation that we have here, which is working on real well. they call themselves Lanya. The tune is called Empires. BMG are presenting. Now, no frowns. Might be a major label, but give them a chance. Have a listen, squad. Wonderful. Sound of Lamia, or it could be Lanya. I can't read my own writing. And Empire's BMG Records presenting. Now, let's get back to the important meat here. Currently out the window, we can see about, how many thousand do you reckon?
About 40,000.
About 40,000 people throwing mud at one another.
At each other.
They are throwing mud balls. And what it looks like is a sort of a flock of geese that rise up from the crowd and then dive back into the crowd as if they're fishing or something.
That must be the Witness Rising.
It's constant now. But this could be the Witness Rising. But we are talking mental amounts here, and there's big chunks. You see the size of that one there?
Oh, it's flat. He got it square on the mallet.
We're talking this could get very messy.
Absolutely.
Very messy indeed.
That's the guy tent.
That's the who?
That's the guy tent.
Oh, the GAA bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh.
Who can fly the highest schlitter?
No, what this is it's a driving range. You know, no balls, just, you know what I mean? The practicing knackering up the driving. Anyway, look, that was Lamia and that thing, which was Empire's very proggy sounding. Oh, and use the P word, oh dear. On a VFG. Sorry, but I think a disco knot, please. Charlie, you want to pick a disco knot there for
a second? Pick a disco knot, that's quite hard in here. They're all covered up in mud. Are you a disco knot? Let me wipe you off.
Oh. Yeah, disco knots. Thought that it started off okay, but went nowhere fast.
Yeah.
Proggy and too slow, nothing happening.
Mm-hmm. Any excitement at all? Any noises?
The beats at the start were fat, like nice and driving, but just went nowhere. Slowly.
Do you want to pass it over there?
Yeah, the beat started off quite strong, and then just the vocals were nonsense.
Bit of an anti-vocal lad there now. Is that what you want, sliding about in the mud drunk?
No, I just thought it was. Like, the beats were strong, but the vocal was cack.
Okay, well, I think it might actually be going for a vocal tune script on it.
Like, you know, which is, I don't know, other progressive record you've ever heard, it's just like, oh, are we still here?
Right, yeah. Well, I'll just reload the beginning of it here and we'll just see if we can get a beats going here. Just like, yeah, I'll confirm that they're quite fat. And they're not exactly four to the floor. Yeah. That's a bit.
You've got to give them credit. They managed to stretch half an idea and make it interesting for about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
But
on the beat side, pretty damn pad. But anyone remember the vocal? Any bits of it at all? Or just...
Ooh, baby, I love you so.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Are we still here?
Yeah. I think we're there now. Yeah. So I mean, would you be disgusted with this? Maybe for boring you? It's just a harmless type.
No, I mean
that's enough. And
no, it wouldn't. Offensively. Yeah. So, yeah. It's not. It's not offensive, but it's not like.
It's not stinking cheese.
Yeah, but it's not lyrically expiring. Can I say that?
Needs to be.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's just yawn. No, it's just like every other kind of proggy, kind of vocal house tune. That's just, it'd be fine for 6 weeks and it'd end up in the bin.
Well, really. It's sort of conspicuous that it's on the major label BMG lad instead of the sneaky dance bit of BMG. Like, they're actually admitting to
it
fully.
Well, it seems that those kind of house records are cool to pick up right now. You know, let's sell 30,000 copies and. You know, it'll be trash in, you know, 6 weeks' time.
Are they still trying mud?
I think. The mud has stopped, actually. There's not a lot. Oh, there's one there.
Oh, my God.
One there.
That was a bit of a schlitter, that one.
I don't know how we're going to score this, because I think what's going on here is they're throwing the mud, they're moving the mud from one side of the auditorium to the other. And then it gets moved back again. This is a new phenomenon. We are witnessing the birth of a new festival phenomenon here today. We are witnessing mudslinging.
See that big white bar that's going across?
That is. This is really weird. This is really happening, and I'm going to try and get some photos of this because this is silly. Anyway, look, a percentage on the disco.
Disco knots percentage.
You know, for sneezy
ability. A very reluctant 30. Yeah.
A bit of a reluctant 30. It sounds like an album title, Reluctant 30. Shay, you want to think
for the blue mark there? I think we go to Dez.
Oh, right, okay.
Because he's such a cynic.
I reckon 10% I didn't like.
Good man.
Started off okay, but
then
vocals. He's a bit of a 10% team, isn't he?
On the 10% there.
I go 20 this time.
Are you going 20? You're changing your mind. Why? The vocal suddenly got to you? Changed your life somehow?
Just got smacked with a bit of mud. Did you not see that?
Yes, it's rising.
Sorry, what? He likes the gun. He likes the silver. He wants to use that gun. I'll try and play something really awful
actually,
in the next hour. Then, perhaps. Oh, you just
go
through a bit of that, are you? We'll sort him out there. Yeah. That was a bit of disgust there for the 20% you're awarded. Which wasn't really fair, I suppose. You did give it something. Who wants to wrap up? We need one more. Hands up. Who wants to wrap up? Come on now.
One more. Well, I think we've got Hugh, Mr. Fitness himself.
Well, I just want to give you the The Blue Guide to Witness.
Okay, that's enough, Tim. Blue Guide.
I have to big up. I went down to Army Bargains.
That's definitely enough.
I went down to Army Bargains.
Is that where
today.
He got this?
I got a pair of wellies for €16. And if you guys are coming down here tomorrow, get into Army Bargains, ask for Paddy, he'll sort you out with a pair of wellies. Right?
Advertising!
Tim, is he doing the Blue?
Wait a minute.
I'm not finished, okay? And on the way home, right, I went into Guiney's, right, and picked up a rain jacket.
The firing squad are about to shoot one of their members, I think, by the looks of it. That's right, man. Another teacher there.
Tim, apologies about that.
Boots.
We're moving forcibly.
Boots.
That walking
red face talk with boots. Right, well, just for that, you can tell us about these things on your arms, because we have a little interlude before we do a few ads and some news here. But now, you're sporting four witness bands. Beautiful, sort of bright puce pink one here. Now, what's the pink one mean?
The pink one is so he can get his shirts pressed in the morning.
No. Genuinely here. There are people who are going to be faking these on the internet.
Apparently, this gets access for the weekend, right?
All right, so that gets you in. Is that just your... Is that what you get if you buy a ticket?
Yes.
That's crap. Everyone has one of them, right? What's this?
The purple one is for camping if you want to camp.
So if you're camp. So that's your mincing. You're allowed to mince around with that. What's the yellow one here now?
The yellow one gets you access to the treatment downstairs. So you have little tokens on the sides to get three pints of Guinness.
No, okay. This yellow armband here has got little tarry off bits like someone's phone number on a notice board. And you can exchange them for alcoholic poisoning, can you?
Yeah, exactly. You cash those in for pints of Guinness.
That's amazing. And finally, what's the gold one here now?
The gold one's for upstairs, right? But actually, you have to pay for your pints upstairs, so what's the point?
All right, so this is... I see. So it is a VIP pass, but you have to pay for the drink.
You do have to.
Well, on that shocking note, I think we'll take some ads and then do news. So off you go, I'll hit it.
Julian, I'm hot. Can we not stop here and have something to eat?
For a tomboy, you are a bit of a sissy.
Oh, Dick, don't be so beastly to George.
Yes, Dick, Anne's right. It is hot. Let's get the picnic out and we'll have plenty of time for an adventure on Uncle Quentin's island tomorrow.
I packed some.
Lashings of ginger beer, I hope.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it?
It looks like Coca-Cola.
But we don't drink Coca-Cola.
Anne, why?
Well, if we collect 25 Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Fanta, Sprite labels, I can nip off to Lifestyle Sports and get myself a rather cool portable mobile phone charger.
What about the ginger beer?
Oh, sod the ginger beer.
Due to super-duper popular demand, the Coca-Cola Most Wanted promotion is extended to July 28th. See label for details.
Crime can be predicted.
What's coming?
Double homicide.
Tell we're en route.
The guilty arrested before the law is broken.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future murder of Sarah Marks.
The system was never wrong.
I have a warrant in my pocket that says murder.
Until it came after him.
He set me up!
Tom Cruise.
Who's the victim? I've never heard of him, but I'm supposed to kill him in less than 36 hours.
In a Steven Spielberg film.
You're in a lot of trouble, John.
There is a question.
Minority Report.
You don't have to run.
You don't have to chase me.
At Cinemas Now, Sir 12PG.
And Mrs. Lynch, your feeble excuse is to say you didn't have time to pay your TV license. Don't you know that you can pay by phone?
Now you can pay for your TV license over the phone. Just local 1890 228 528 with your Laser, Visa or MasterCard details. That's local 1890 228 528. So now you have no excuse.
And before I sentence you, Mrs. Lynch, the number is 1890 228 528. Please remember that.
Live on the hour, every hour, 90 to 92 FM. This is 2FM News.
It's 9 o'clock. Six people have been rescued on Loch Swilly in County Donegal after their boat sank this evening. The small trawler with five adults and an eight-year-old boy on board sank at around 7 o'clock. The Garda Water Unit team and local Gardaí rescued all six people, who are believed to have been in the water for about 20 minutes. A rescue helicopter has airlifted the boy and three adults to Letterkenny General Hospital. Two others have been taken to hospital by road. All are being treated for shock. The boy is thought to have minor head injuries. The Taoiseach has defended the announcement of higher medical bills for people using the drugs refund scheme and accident and emergency departments. Fine Gael has described the increases as an outrage, but Mr Ahern said that providing a quality service required regular reviewing of charges.
What we have tried to do here all of the time is to give the very best service that we can give. And to give that service just means all the time you have to keep looking at the cost base. If you want to give a quality service, then you have to review these things on a regular basis.
The Witness Music Festival is continuing tonight at Ferry House Racecourse. The Blue Tones had to cancel their performance at the event because they got stuck in a traffic jam. At one point today, Gardaí reported tailbacks of 7 to 8 miles heading to the festival in Ferry House. I'm Helen Donoghue, and that's the 2FM News.
2FM weather with Permanent TSB. A fresh start in banking.
Mild and close tonight with a little rain or drizzle in places. Some mist or fog patches with lowest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees.
Right, let's continue on with this increasingly messy Witness Firing Squad Portable Edition with a bit of Fisher Spooner. Silly name of the show so far. This is Emerge, Ministry of Sound Records presenting. Have a listen. Fight is subsiding right now. I think everybody's covered enough and looking real chocolatey. Fisher Spooner. I think we're from New York. I'm not really sure. There's a copy of the album floating around the room here at the moment. We'll take that apart shortly and try and get a bit more of a script on them. The tune is called Emerge. Ministry of Sound presenting it. And a very Monty Python-ish cover. Shay, stick the mic in someone's face there, why don't you?
Okay. Oh, sorry, did that hurt you?
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm used to it. I like that a lot.
You like that?
He's used to hurt.
Okay. Yeah. No.
Let me just.
No, I like it definitely. Sort of I like the electro here. Kind of old school vibe. Definitely, I would play that.
Well,
without
one,
a doubt.
One thing it definitely is a bit of old school there.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I mean, definitely.
It's the word sweaty on the cover there.
It's a bit like that FC Kahuna thing. Have you heard that, Tim? On Machine Says Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. Electro is coming back then, obviously. Yeah,
obviously, he's making a bit of a reboot.
Electro
Mud is making a massive comeback out here, anyway.
Comes like a Warren Fisher.
Yeah, no, definitely, we like. We'd certainly play that.
We're just looking at the cover here, and it's like, it's a work of art.
My God. Black and white text, obviously a new art form for the future.
This is seriously lovely here. Endless pages of crap there. Wonderful. So, sorry, who was that? What were you saying here?
What was I saying?
I'm just taking apart the album sleeve because it just looks good and has a big sticker on it.
How did he get it in the studio?
Lovely, isn't it? So a percentage of Fisher Spooner doing a lad there with this sort of thing.
I like it. Definitely, I like it.
What would you hope for them? Big fame, slight hit, movie deal, crushed under the wheels of...
No.
Well, go on. Percentage.
What do you reckon? No, other disco note?
I wouldn't play it out, but love it. It's freaky and it's mad. So for that, I definitely give it more than 60-70%.
I see a finger
more than
50-60
70%.
What's the
script here?
They rock. They're fantastic, man. Uncompromising.
I think we have someone about to override that 50% on behalf of the North.
Yeah, I'll give it a good 85.
It was a bit of an 85.
Yeah, they do the entire show as well. You know, like that. They bother to give a show rather than standing there twiddling knobs on stage. You know.
And are they actually...
Sorry, no disrespect to DJs, of course.
Well, DJs are playing records, really. So they don't. They're not a daft band. They actually do play something, is that true?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They put on the full show.
Well, what
costumes,
exactly do they play? Listen to this.
They go to Terry Gilliam.
I mean, there's not a lot you could play there, really.
Yeah, but while it's going on, they're just poncing around in dresses, you know. It's a show,
excellent.
You know.
Oh, right. So they've got the poncing down part.
Oh, yeah,
for
yeah.
That,
I'll give it a good 85.
Yeah,
just for the
85 out of there, right, okay, fine. Yeah, you want to get some...
One of the Blue Boys?
I think so, Dez.
If we go to Hugh, I think there'll be an advertisement coming.
No,
so,
just do Dez.
Do Dez.
Yeah, I really like that. Dave Clark's been playing that for years. It's on one of his
that
albums, actually.
That is actually Dave Clark's mix, would you believe?
Really, really
and
good
And it
track.
Sounds exactly the same as the original, apparently, except better.
Better, yeah.
Instead of different, is just better.
Yeah, it's really good. 90%, definitely, without a doubt.
Shocking likeness.
He'd get more
Tuna.
Than 10% for anything in his life. That's a big commitment from Dez.
Well, since you've been so sort of isolated on the mic there, Shay, maybe you give us a lad there now. What do you think?
I'm just a mic stand.
No, I'm a sign hauser mic stand.
Mic stand's comment.
You may actually comment.
I may comment. Well, what I was saying to you earlier on, a bit like FC Kahuna, Machine Says Yes, that whole electro thing. About 80 minus 2, so 78.
What? 78?
Yeah, just to be awkward, Tim.
Yeah, okay. You could have just sort of said that, maybe.
Come here, I've just spotted a really ugly bloke with glasses outside the studio door.
Where?
Did you see him? Over there. He's got a big red cross t-shirt on him.
He's great.
It's Connor G. Thanks be to God. No, it's Connor G.
No, that was my navigator right there.
Oh, your navigator? John Power. John GE Electric Rentals. We'll provide power for every situation. Hey, John, I need a generator for next week. 5K. You know yourself, the usual silent job.
There is actually a generator right outside the window here, which is what the hum is all about, if you're enjoying the hum.
No, Tim,
there
was. That's in the back of our van.
By the way, if you're sitting at home right now listening to this, you are not covered in mud. Be very grateful. Oh, hold on. I think the mud police have attacked. Yes. See the flashing lights in the middle of the mud slinging there?
Yes.
Oh, dear. There's a sort of... Oh, there's some more mud being...
That's a mud cannon. You know,
excellent.
Like they use water cannons. That's a mud cannon.
It looks like people are making a concerted effort now to throw the mud in the direction of the flashing lights rather than at one another, which is really nice and sweet of them. So, we've got lots of lovely percentages for that. We're going to move along swiftly with a bit of West Bam featuring Naina. Yes, indeed, the same Naina who did 99 Luftballon. Since it's Love Parade Day, we're playing a bit of German stuff, in fairness. The English
are
version
still
of
floating?
Old School. Will you
I'll beg your pardon.
Switch you off there. Jesus. I beg your pardon. West Bam's Old School Baby Low Spirit Records presenting. Thank you. It may have been a mistake giving the English guy the only gun made of metal.
It's okay, I've retrieved it.
Excellent. It looks like he's just... Is all the ammo gone as well? There's still a few left in there. Because they got a bit soggy because I sort of got a bit splashed.
I took it out before I gave it back to Keith.
Very messy. So that's a bit of Westbam, indeed. Him, that guy, and Nana, as in 99 Red Balloons, which was 18 years ago. Any advance on 18 years? Was it 18 years ago?
I'm 21.
Nearly 20 years ago, I think we'll cover that one nicely. And that's Old School Baby, Low Spirit Records are presenting, a German thing, because it's Love Parade Day as well as being Witness Day. And I'll just say Witness a couple more times. Witness? Mud? There we go. You're gonna. They don't have any mud at the Love Parade. They've just got concrete, which is much more fun.
God, we could send them some.
Yeah. We'll kick us off, Shay, there now with a comment. Nana.
Just not my cup of tea.
Did you have any thoughts about Nana when you were very young?
When I was very young, the only thoughts I had about Nana was I would wish to God I'd burst all our red balloons because they really annoyed me.
She was number one for over a year.
I know.
Sold 100 billion copies of the record.
I was waiting for her to grow up until she was two.
It's sad, really, because that was a Cold War record, and you can't really do a Cold War record anymore.
It was about the war. It was about nuclear war, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was something about a war.
99 Red Balloons Go By was about nuclear war, yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Great.
Der Bomb and all that, yeah.
Yeah. Der Bomb. Der Bomben. Yeah.
Das Bomben. That's German techno volume.
Das Bomben. Which spanned a whole genre of.
Who was wearing leather pants? Like, it was her and Blondie.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. And Blondie sort of filled out quite well. I haven't seen Nana recently, but. She could be fitting those pants
a lot better now. It's Deborah Harry now. You know that, don't you? She doesn't like to be called It's Deborah Harry.
But anyway, Shay, sorry. Did you have nightmares about her hairy armpits, perhaps?
To be honest, I never close enough to see the hairy armpits. I had nightmares before even the video. You see the hairy armpits.
It was like just as the song took off, she put her hands in the air and you'd be able to see the full lad under each arm, you know, this like massive hair, which was, you know. People actually tried to say on press releases and things that it was cool to have hairy armpits. if you're a bird and a rock singer.
It's a bit like that old Alitalia joke. How can you tell an Alitalia 747?
I don't know.
It's the one with the hair under the wings.
I hear you. Okay. She was actually a German, the daughter of a German industrialist, so she wasn't quite an air hostess at the time. Anyway, look, Shay, thoughts on this thing? Would you play it? Do you care? Or
no, actually,
how about the fact that it's her and him? Westbam, the god of Uber Schnitzel.
No, does absolutely nothing, Tim. Apologies.
Right. What percentage then?
Can I give it a minus?
You may, actually.
Actually, okay.
If you're completely disgusted, I could give you an old sound effect to condone the whole thing. Teach Westbam.
There we go.
I'm sure he's enjoying himself at the Love Parade at this time and doesn't really care.
That would be a minus six. Come here, that really ugly guy is still staring in the door at me.
Where is he?
He's just there. You see him?
It's something to do with how we parked.
Ah, okay.
Because we parked on someone's throat because they were giving us guff. We were late. Very late. Late to do.
We see Spin FM, Spin 103.8 crew outside.
Where?
Out there.
Where?
I know. Cover them in mud. I can't mention the competition.
What are they doing in our?
No, they're outside. Sorry, we're going to cover them in mud.
This is our mud. And it's sorry enough. We love everybody. We do because we're God and Jesus in one. We provide and we love and we destroy all at the same time. You want to give it to a Disconaut there? We got a comment.
A Disconaut, a Porig, since it's the Buckfast Porig.
Buckfast Porig says, not a lot. For a guy that kind of thought Nina was hot, not as hot as Chrissy Hynde was back in the day.
Well, I mean, in fairness.
Yeah,
you know,
that was a load of cack.
Right.
I would agree.
And we have a unanimous Disconaut slaughtering here.
Just to round it off. Yeah.
Sounded like it could have been made by a recently bereaved monkey with a sampler.
Okay.
How did you know it was? Who gave him the inside track?
Okay. He trained monkey. He's German, you know.
Ah.
That's right. Enough of this. Teach them. So percentage, please.
Percentage. Disconauts a percentage. Can we work one up between us?
Minus 10.
Wait, it's a minus 10, Tim. Sorry.
Where's Hugh?
Hugh stepped outside.
He's gone.
Yeah, well, no.
Okay, well, will someone make up another mark? Or we'll just leave it at that because there isn't really much hope much
no.
this at all now. It's just not really going to happen, is it? All right. I think we'll do a bit of the moon. This is called Shake It and Bite Progressive are presenting this, which I suppose is could be interesting. Have a listen.
We'll be right back.
think we have just caught somebody famous having a wee behind. Where is he? He's behind a skip here. Who's that?
That's Mark Disconaut.
Mark Disconaut has been caught having a wee on a skip instead of going to the loo.
Shame on
him. I just get the camera out here. Hang on. Titled Shake It, it comes from the Moon Bite Progressive Records presenting that one. And it's an increasingly damper, wettier and muddier situation here. I'm just wondering how much of this mud is down to people having a sneaky wee behind skips and things instead of actually going to the toilet where they're meant to. Do you think the thing here is everyone wee? Would you wee where you stand if you're out in that crowd of 40,000 people, do you think? Because, I mean, look at this. And it'd give you an extra edge in the mud fight as well, wouldn't it?
Those extra roundy
do you
bits.
A couple of people around the side are just chucking it up, or is it just, you know?
Well, I'd really have to investigate. So, well, actually, we'll tell you what, we'll send someone else to investigate. Whoa. Because I think.
Yeah, it's gonna move going in there might be too.
It's gone east now, isn't it?
Where's the sun now? Do we have any sun? Excellent wee. Excellent piss. Yeah, wonderful. He's just congratulating the lads.
Mark
there,
Disconaut, there's nothing like it.
Disconaut. Pick a Disconaut to start us off there. We have
this
moon thing with
this moody fella one here.
Pick the
good looking one.
Yeah.
Well, that is a difficult one. Yeah, that's a conundrum.
Boring anodyne. Rubbish. Hated it. It was just.
Anodyne, you say?
I just thought it was, yeah. Okay. Devoid of anything, just
so
harsh
not even the. What about the bit in the middle where it sped up and sort of you're supposed to
the breakdown
get excited? And
would I can only imagine the reaction in certain clubs, people going nuts, but it just drove me demented. And before I give it a really, really bad mark, minus, pass that on to someone who might perhaps have liked it a tad more than I.
You can do minus.
Well, that minus 20 or something, because that was harsh in the ears.
Okay, we'll take that. We'll take that minus 20. Who liked it? Anyone like it? No.
Just had a look around here. A few snores.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
John Power did.
Power likes it.
Yeah, Power likes it. He loves it.
Do you like that?
Yeah, his glasses have all steamed up. And his belly button fluff has got lots of, it's beautiful.
For all the ladies out there, he's got a lovely belly.
Yeah. He's showing us his belly. He's well impressed with this. It must be the deep voice in the.
It's a John Power.
Is there any rescue for this tune from anyone?
No.
Throw it in the bin. Throw it in the bin. Bin.
We'll just wrap that one up with this.
That you didn't. Sucker.
Okay, right. Well, look. I think Fisher Spooner won, so we'll get to playing that later. We make a grumbling noise now. It's
Ooh, Milky Way!
Bit of sustenance. We're passing around the new Milky Bar Munchies.
It's the Milky Bar Munchies!
Which we're going to grade. Right? So if you'd
beautiful.
Now like to, gentlemen, if you'd like to start your engines and open these now, I'm just going to do one here for the benefit
okay,
of people.
Okay, hold on, tip.
Just sound, you want to hold on? I'll hold out there now.
It's the sound effects we were just trying to get.
Oh, do you want to just do this?
Do
the footsteps for this now. There we go. Okay, so we've got a foil bag here with the traditional Milky Bar logo on it with the word Munchies written.
Which is fresh, ladies and gentlemen.
It says new.
How are we rating them?
These are also for adults. These are for adults only, apparently. Now, what inside we have a mound of what looks like Milky Bar type chocolate.
And mounds are always good. And poor Disconaut, stop getting
advisable.
Excited, please. Just sit down. We saw Mark earlier on, right. For God's sakes.
I'm going to do two of these. Are you going to bite that there? Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
You reckon? Is it a yum? Well, I'm going to do two, one on each side of my mouth at the same time here. I'm not. We should get the full ad here.
Yum, yum, yum.
It's the Milky Bar Kid. Singing is not allowed. Okay, so has everybody had a mouthful of these?
Has everybody? Everybody?
Anybody not had one? Did you have one, Shay? Did you?
I did. Thank you very much.
What do you think?
The worst thing in the world. Tea.
What do you think? A combination of Milky Bar, smooth, creamy goo, and a crunchy bit.
I love the goo.
And tea.
You're
that
a goo
does it
person.
For me. Yeah.
You're into the goo.
There's only so far we can go with that before.
Well, I think what we'll do, we'll try the dismantling of the unit here to see if we can get at the goo without eating the chocolate.
A cross section.
Okay. No, it's very badly made, actually. It does come apart, but you can fish out the crunchy bit on its own. Oh.
Ah, you broke it. All right.
Here we go, look. That was just the crunchy bit. And you're left with... Yeah, the goo is the same color as the chocolate, so that could result in problems. Hmm. Trying to decipher the goo from the chocolate. So, Shay, would you buy these? What do you think?
No.
No. You wouldn't? No.
Why not?
No.
Because they ming?
She said they were nice.
Because the goo comes away from the crunchy bit. The goo? And that's quite essential.
The goo is actually poo.
Bad design.
The goo is actually
good. No.
Here a messy design, you say?
A messy design. I hate goos that separates from crunchy.
So a percentage chance of you buying this again or using them in any form at all in cooking? Using them in a barbecue?
The old Baked Alaska Sans Milky Bar Munchies on top could be one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I give it like a 20% chance.
Give it about a 20.
Okay.
Okay. Disco Knots have all had a mouthful?
I don't know. They've joined Mark outside.
They have.
They're back.
Is anyone actually feeling sick now after eating them?
Yeah, they're
not the right time for them at the moment, but a cup of strong tea in front of the telly, you could all change.
What exactly have you been drinking?
Buckfast.
Lots
of it.
Buckfast, Milky Bar Munchies.
Buckfast. Festival fit, Buckfast, your only man.
Right.
Don't mind them, we've been drinking Guinness all day.
Oh, right, of course you have.
Drink Guinness.
And do these go with Guinness?
Guinness is where it's at.
Would you crumble them up
into
your Guinness?
Can I get a Guinness?
Is that a beer endorsement?
I think it might be. Would you percentage in then, considering they sort of go with Buckfast? And what do you think?
Oh,
you're drinking Guinness.
Woo-hoo!
What do you think?
Give me one. I'll have one with a mouthful of Guinness. I'll tell you what it's like.
Okay, right. Here we go.
I mean, it complements the creamy head.
It won't fit into the can, but you can just give it a look there. Okay, and then the Guinness. What do you think? Don't throw up there. Oh, that's okay.
God, this is the roadcaster. Did we not tell you?
It's cool.
Mark is outside.
It's a rubber floor.
Oh,
a percentage
chance
then of it. No.
Never again.
Okay, right. No.
Use the Milkies, use the Guinness.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I've just spilled them all over the floor, and that's really nice. I think we'll just move swiftly along with a bit of the winner this evening. Thank you, Squad, for coming along, and you can scrape your mug.
Thank you, Mr. Spring!
The old Fisher Spooner lad winning. Congratulations, Fisher Spooner. You survived to swim in the mud. Do a script as to what everybody is doing for the next while, but it's quite bloody obvious what they're doing for the next while.
Derek Warfield, legendary leader of the Wolf Tones, is back with his new album, Slán Ualja. No 17 tracks, all combining the patriotic spirit of Irish music. Slán Ualja, a must for all Wolf Tone fans. Slán Ualja, available at all good record stores and at derekwarfield.com. Also available from Shivago Sound and Vision Galway.
The Glen Eagle Hotel Summer Cabaret is back with Brendan Grace, Joe Dolan, Brendan Shine, members of the Wolf Tones and the Showband Show, along with guest acts for the summer. Six, the Celtic Tenors, the Big Irish Tour, Rebecca Storm and many more. Phone the Glen Eagle box office on 064 71555 for details and bookings. That's 064 71555.
How would you like the chance to see five of the hottest concerts? And what's more, you choose the concerts. To be in with a chance to win this great prize, just text tickets to 57502. That's TICKETS to 57502. For your chance to see five of the hottest concerts of your choice, text tickets to 57502 and get ready to rock and roll. Messages cost €2 each, two in total. Operator charges may vary.
The Schweppes Guide for Social Animals. Round etiquette.
My round, is it? Ah, good, get to stretch me wings.
My word. Hector, the tightest vulture in town, actually getting a round in?
Usually when it's his turn, he comes over all lively from your wallet and your other feathers.
And he has plenty of money.
Here we are.
Good Lord, Hector. What is this?
It's your tonic, Clive.
Tonic it may be. Schweppes it most certainly is not. There is a dramatic difference, you know.
All right, keep your sports on.
See what I mean? No class.
What can you expect from such a dirty bastard?
Master the urban jungle. Make sure it's a Schweppes.
In parts of Japan, they believe that rubbing the stomach of a cat across your scalp can make your hair grow back. There are many myths about treating hair loss, but for a proven way to keep your hair in 4 out of 5 cases, get Regain.
Regain.ie, only available from your pharmacy. Contains minoxidil, always read the label.
Song, dance, free open-air concerts. It's the JFK Dunbrody Festival, New Ross, July 19th to 21st. Friday night, enjoy Mary Black. Saturday, The Rebs and Six. On Sunday, Queen tribute band Flash Harry. Experience on-street Norman reenactments and the Dunbrody Famine Ship. That's July 19th to 21st at New Ross, County Wexford, home to the beautiful Dunbrody.
Who knew there would be 3 gorgeous Italian med students in your carriage on the way to Madrid? Or the twins from Nice? Or the guy with the strange male pattern baldness that was cute in some weird way? So before you leave for your holiday, top up your mobile online by text message at your AIB or Bank of Ireland ATM or at your local Vodafone store. And make sure you can keep in touch with all those you've loved. Except for that one freaky guy with the back hair. Don't call him. Vodafone. How are you?
12 hours of 12 inches. More 6 than a girl can take.
6 to 6. 12 hours of dance. Saturday from 6 on 2FM.
All right, and thanks for the grass, too. For them. Can you believe it? They did. I made a lot of fucking money, and here it is for you. It's true. And I bought this dress with all that money.
Slapping it and grabbing it and licking it in between. Grabbing at the seams, you know what I mean. Don't wanna be with it, just touch my titty. Get me off.
Peaches.
Sliding in and riding out of shaking at the seams, you know what I mean. Don't wanna be with it, just grab my titty. Get me off. It's time to get me. It's time to get me off. It's time to get me off. It's time to get me off. Slapping it and grabbing it and licking it in between. Shaking at the seams, you know what I mean. Don't want to look dead, so give me head. Get me off. Sliding it and riding it and naked in between. Shaking at the knees, you know what I mean. Don't want to play dead, so give me head. Get me off. It's time to get me off. It's time to get me on. It's time to get me on. It's time to get me on. It's time to get me. It's time to get me on. 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 What do you think? Think the Basement Jacks got their money's worth? Come over here, undress me. You can do it, boy, impress me. Don't want to match it now. Give me some help. Get me off.
Woo!
Wonderful. That was a bit of Peaches recorded live earlier on. What stage was she on? Do we care? No, we don't. Wonderful. And she looked great and was a lot ruder than a lot of people expected. Second tune, there was a duet with someone called Gonzalez, which is wonderful. I tell I'm reading this. And now, we have a bit of beta band, apparently, okay? So this is why I'm here. So I think we'll do a bit of mixing. And then... I was actually... Oh, yeah, now... I'm hoping to give you an update on the mudslinging. There was a major mudslinging fight. Now, really, we actually got the chill up the spine. There was so much mudslinging going on. And then the men in the jackets, all the yellow... the police, yeah. They arrived and sort of... Now there's no more mudslinging. So when it starts up again, we'll let you know. Oh, there's one there! Immediately infiltrated by yellow jackets there. Very efficient.
We'll be right back. Progress continues here at the Roadcaster, the Mudslider as it's known. We are currently inclined at about 30 degrees to the left. And there's a nice height for hire thing pumping what looks like sawdust underneath us to stop us subsiding any further. Oh, there's someone climbing over a fence. And he's getting away with it. Hold on a minute, what's this? What? Oh my good God. Are they really doing that? Good Lord. There are forklift trucks dumping straw on people's heads, which is wonderful stuff, really. Right, as promised, a bit of Beat a Band. I've been looking forward to this, so out come the headphones for She's the One and House Song, taking us up to Mr. John Power, who's going to sit around in the subsidence of slippy mud stuff and, you know, do that. Have we got Beat a Band there? Is anyone going to need Beat a Band? Have we some Beat a Band going here? We do. There we go. Wonderful. Enjoy. And, there might be track listings somewhere, but I very much doubt it. Enjoy, Power Follows.
Falling through the floor with a friend I had before. Grabbing a straw so the walls don't slow me down. Coming up next, the lizard in the text. Showing me the ropes, don't be giving up your hope. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me.
Oh, she's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me.
Falling through the fall, way up and died before. Grabbing a strong solo, it's not sunny. Coming up next, blizzard in the text. Show me your ropes, don't be giving up your hope. Go down stream with me, I'm no water steam. He's on the side, he's a looking for a dream. Give up the tribe for the everlasting life. Never drew outside, so why keep it on the side? Five girls to girls, crazy mysteries. Falling on your face with a stupid line brace. Saying pop, to weasel as he thinks another weasel. Drive a piece of fire, she's a chicken in your eye. Push out the boat for the river on dry. Chicken in the water, sun looking on the egg fried. Will that suit the lie? Oh, can that suit survive? Laying on the side, just to thank you for the season. Walk forward as the star blowing in the breezing. Laying on the side, just to thank you for the season. Walk forward as the star blowing in the breezing. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me.
She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one.
Give up the tribe for the everlasting life. Never drew upside, I keep it all inside. Five girl tickers, crazy mysteries. Showing on your face with a stupid line brace. Saying fuck, to weasel as it brings another reason. Grab a piece of fire, she's fucking in your eye. Shout the boat for the river run dry. Keeping in the water, sun, looking only at five. The man suit alive. Oh, the man suit survive. Laying on the side, just to thank you for the season. Rock follows the storm, the wind and the breezing. Laying on the side, just to thank you for the season. Rock follows the storm, the wind and the breezing. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me. She's the one for me.
thank you. It's been a fucking pleasure. This is the last one from us. You take care of yourselves and have a fucking top time.
There's water. There's lots of water, and there's Aquadome. Sky-high slides, raging rapids, fun features. So don't just get wet, get to Aquadome Tralee, Ireland's largest indoor water world.
He was a prince among men, a god. He roamed darkest suburbia without fear. He made his own rules, and he went by the name of Mr. Whippy.
Is it Screwball or 99 you're after?
For all of us who are still excited by this sound, HB have just launched new Cornetto Soft, a crunchy Cornetto cone filled on the spot with your choice of soft ice cream. You select from four delicious flavors. You create the masterpiece. That's right. For one glorious moment, you can be the Ice Cream Man. HB Cornetto Soft. Life was empty. You filled it.
All right. And as you say, at the moment, we have many of us all been waiting on.
All right, come to Daddy.
And the award for best motion picture goes to... The Palme d'Or goes to...
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Grandma.
Faire la Muet.
What? That pretentious navel-gazing subtitle piece of French...
Finished with cans forever? To find out where to recycle them, contact your local authority. It's easy to make a difference.
Buy any full-fat, high-caffeine MGZ Saloon between now and the 31st of August and you could be hearing. Because right now when you buy any one of the stunning MGZ Saloon range, we're giving away a heart-pounding, knuckle-whitening Mondello performance driving course absolutely free. What's more, you could also be hearing, because every MGZ Saloon will now also come with a bass-pumping, metal-thumping CD player fitted as standard. To find out more about this steroid-driven MGZ Saloon offer, contact your local MG dealer, which you've only got until August 31st. MG, life's too short not to.
How would you like the chance to see five of the hottest concerts?